Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Tick Segelbloom joins us. He is the chair of the Clark County Commission. Here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
The trucking industry is the most resilient link in the supply chain, moving 95% of our freight in the Silver State. And while essential, the road isn't always smooth. Supply chain disruptions, rising fuel costs, and unrealistic rules and laws that hamper our ability to serve our customers and country. Our prosperity and every sector of the economy, manufacturing, mining, medicine, and food from farm to table, is tied to trucks. There's nothing without trucking.
A power line is more than a power line. It's maintaining the bottom line for small businesses. It's keeping the assembly line moving for our workforce. For our brightest minds, it's meeting a deadline. It's on the front line with our heroes. And on the sidelines of the biggest games. It's a direct line to our loved ones. And it's a lifeline for the most vulnerable. There's a lot on the line.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the home of the Nevada Trucking Association. We're joined by Tick Segelbloom, the chair of the Clark County Commission. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Pleasure to be here.
So I wanted to have somebody from Clark County who wasn't part of the brouhaha to talk about what happened with Congressman Mark Amaday trying to put in a piece for the reconciliation bill going through Congress that would have freed up a whole bunch of federal land across the state, including Clark County. And boy, when that happened, all heck broke loose. What were your thoughts on the response from these, not only the Southern Nevada delegation, but also our two senators?
Well, honestly, you know, I wasn't directly involved in everything, so this is just based upon what I've seen and heard. But, you know, we've spent years, decades, really, getting this formula fixed up, working on the lands, working with all the conservation people, working with all the interested parties, trying to come up with the right amount of land for different purposes, having the money to pay for a lot of this stuff. And then, so I think everyone just was so shocked that he came up with this whole new idea at the last second. It just took everybody's breath away. So it may be that going forward, there's a way to put it back together again. But I think there was just too much going on, and having him in interject himself, which is not like Amaday. Amaday's, my experience, has been a player. He's been able to work with all sides. He's not somebody that's going to be he's not a revolutionary, but this clearly hit everybody by surprise.
The surprise to Amaday, it appeared, because we for those that have not seen him yet, there are two shows that we just did with Mark Amaday prior to airing this one with you. Where he said that he worked with Jim Gibson and Marilyn Kirkpatrick, two of your fellow commissioners. He worked with the planners and the city of Las Vegas and also of Clark County. So there really shouldn't have been, that much of a surprise. I'm thinking back to, a time when, Harry Reid said to me on this program that they may not have been of the same political parties, but if Steve Wynn or Sheldon Adelson ever needed anything from him, he'd be happy to oblige. When he was working with Senator John Ensign, they worked together on behalf of the state of Nevada. It just seemed like this was a huge north-south split that I thought we had gotten away from. Is the north-south split back?
Well, I think it is from the respect from Congress, because obviously Mark has all the northern stuff, and the two senators and the other three congresspeople are based here in Clark County, and the interests that are involved in the lands bill here in Clark County are all Southern Nevada. So I think, I don't know that it's personal, but I think it was kind of shocked everybody, at least from my perspective, that somebody from the north was trying to tell us what to do.
Really, as against potentially trying to help. I mean, here's the look, I'm an outsider. I just read what I read. I talk to people. I'm no expert. But it seems to me that the last time there was a Clark County lands bill, it failed because Clark County said there wasn't enough land in that bill. Now here's another opportunity. And this doesn't just, affect Las Vegas, but it was affecting Mesquite and other places. It seems like Clark County keeps turning down opportunities to get lands. Don't you take a bit and then you go back and take another bite and take another bite?
Well, again, if you get into the weeds, I'm not the world's expert on it, but I think when you talk about SNPLA and you're talking about conservation areas and none of that was there, we just have so much invested in where we want to go that to have somebody come in and say, okay, we're just going to open up all this land and figure out what happens later, just took everybody by shock. And, obviously the big elephant in the room is not having Harry Reid there. I mean, Harry was able to control the process. He created the bill that we're working on. And without him to kind of really overseeing the whole package, there just wasn't anyone who could put all the people together and say, okay, let's get this done.
Well, I totally agree. And it's kind of ironic that I think in his last four appearances on Nevada Newsmakers, Mark Amadei has said how much he misses Harry Reid. And considering we're talking Republican and Democrat, that's quite a statement and says a lot.
His philosophy was Nevada first. I mean, whatever it was, he would work with anybody, the devil, if it meant helping Nevada. So to his credit, that's why I'm so proud about having the airport named after him, because he was the ultimate Nevadan.
Okay, so you're making my point, which is that Amadei was trying to do something for the whole state, regardless of Republican or Democrat.
I don't question Amadei's motives. I think he was doing the right thing from his perspective. And truthfully, as the only, because Republicans control both houses, he was the one Republican from Nevada who was in the position to make a difference. So I'm sure he was shocked. And when I listened to him on your station, when he was there, I think he didn't realize what he was getting into. But he said it was just, this is such a personal issue to us, that having him come in at the last minute, which apparently it seemed like it was, it took everybody by shock.
Okay, so let's explain for those that don't know. SNPLA is the Southern Nevada Public Lands Act that Harry Reid put in place decades ago. And one of the things, well, first of all, in reconciliation, that cannot apply because it's all about the money side of things. And so you can't put in conservation and these other things that normally would have gone into a lands bill. But Amadei's point is that that's 30-odd years ago when that went into effect. And the idea that all the other states are going to go along with Nevada getting to keep all this money is probably not likely to continue. Although he said that he would have gone back in and seen if the money going into the Treasury could have come back through the BLM to be able to help Nevada. So he wasn't discounting the Southern Nevada Lands Act. He was just saying that, that ain't going to be the way things go in the future, not to that extent anyway.
Well, I don't disagree. Maybe it was just a shock to realize that things are not going to be the way they used to be with Senator Reid. But again, it did definitely get everybody's going. And then Zinke, for whatever reasons, jumps in the middle of it and is like, wow. So anyway, it taught us all a lesson, and but got us all focused. And I think we would love to work with Mark going forward to the extent we can do anything, because we don't want to wait 4 more years before we can turn up any land. Well, we're landlocked here in the valley. We need to get some more land. I'm not sure how much we want to build on the way to California, but by the end of the day, we need more land.
Well, and that's a lot coming from you, sir, because you have not been the biggest proponent of any kind of sprawl, but your point is well made, and it's coming no matter what. And with the airport, which is more and more coming into play now, the reliever airport down in Ivanpah, that growth is going to go towards, or at least it's going to start and heading down the 15 towards California. And it'll be up to you guys on the Clark County Commission to be able to see how you can best manage that. Let's take a break and come back and look at some of the other pieces of this and see what else we can explore here. But I think Congressman Amade is going to appreciate your comments so far. Let's take a break and we'll come right back.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
Meet Nevada Health Link, Nevada's official health insurance marketplace. Your link to savings, selection, free assistance, and name brand health insurance, where 90% of enrollees lower the cost of their monthly premium. Everyone deserves access to quality health coverage, no matter your income or family size. Visit NevadaHealthLink.com. A few minutes could save you hundreds of dollars per month.
Nevada Health Link. Our plans are made for your plans.
All hail the $200,000 Cash is King giveaways at Carson Valley Inn. Weekly prize drawings, including thousands in cash and free play. And two big grand prize giveaway events, each with a $15,000 cash winner guaranteed. Only at the Carson Valley Inn.
Welcome to the Ahern Boutique Hotel, where luxury and warmth come together in the heart of Las Vegas.
We take pride in offering a one-of-a-kind experience for both locals and tourists.
Join us for handcrafted cocktails and an unforgettable experience.
Joel's Chop House,
the perfect place to savor views of the Las Vegas Strip.
Satisfy your cravings at the Ahern Chocolate Shop.
No smoking, no resort fees, and the parking is always free. The Ahern Luxury Boutique Hotel is your home away from home.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Tick Sagerblum. He is the chair of the Clark County Commission. We're responding to some of the comments made on this program by Congressman Mark Amade over the lands bills that failed because they were withdrawn because of the outrage of the Democrats and the delegation here on our state's delegation. One thing that was interesting was that Susie Lee attacked Congressman Amade over this Lake Powell Southern Utah pipeline that would go into the Colorado River and potentially take water from Nevada. Amade said on the program that there was no way, that he had been a previous member of the Colorado River Commission, and there was no way that what was happening with Utah was going to affect Nevada. Do you agree with that? Does that make sense to you?
Well, I hope so. But again, that's one of the problems when it just all of a sudden appeared with that piece of land from Powell over to St. George. It seemed like there was a deal being made where they were going to get some water too. And honestly, that's our biggest threat, is any water that comes out of the upper basin before it gets here, down the road, is going to kill us. So anything we can do to slow that down or stop it, we need to do. That's dramatic, because right now we actually get more water at Lake Mead than we're entitled to. And when they start taking that water out, then Lake Mead's gonna go further down.
What do you think? Was there a better way to do this, to extract the Southern Nevada portion of this, but leave the Northern Nevada portion alone? Because it really has affected all of the Northern Nevada lands bills, a lot of which were necessary. And Amédée says he's going to be able to put those back in a different form. But that was kind of shocking, too. It wasn't only let's protect southern Nevada, but, we're going to take out the projects in northern Nevada as well. Again, I hope we're not going to go back to, a fight between northern and southern Nevada. That's not healthy for our state.
And I agree. I think Washoe County needs a separate bill. And to the extent he can do that and work with the two senators, particularly Senator Rosen, I think that'd be great. But I don't think you're relying on SNPLA money. But the SNPLA money is so critical to us, both just here in the Valley, but also I think we're going to use some of that money going down to the airport because we have to build a huge water line. We have to use sewer line. So that money was earmarked, and not having SNPLA money would really have affected us. And if they actually went in the bill and they started using that money that's already on the books to pay for this huge deficit that Trump has, that would really kill us. So there's lots of moving pieces here, but that we really want to protect the SNPLA money.
Okay, I'm just repeating what Amédée said on the program. He said that the money that was already for the Southern Nevada Lands Act was going to remain, that there was no discussion of taking that money out that was already there. And from John Ensminger on the program and also the head of NV Energy, Doug Cannon, it appears that the money is already allotted for the expansion down to the Ivanpah Airport from both a power and water perspective. Is that not correct?
I think nothing has been spent and nothing's been appropriated. So my understanding was this bill could have affected that, and that was one of the reasons everybody was so concerned.
Okay. Last point on this was the because you served in the legislature as a state senator as well, that Amédée said, whether she agrees or not, he still loves Dina. Is that friendship still going to continue, or is that blown up at this point?
I think they're both professionals, so I think they'll continue to work together. I mean, we all know when the legislative session's over, there's a lot of bitter feelings, but the next day or the next week, we all have to get back together again, and we're politicians, so we don't take it personally.
No permanent friends, no permanent enemies.
And Harry Reid forever.
All right, let's take another break. We'll come back and we'll get to the legislative session after this time out.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Tick Sagerblum. He is the chair of the Clark County Commission, former state senator. So the legislative session is over, it appears. It doesn't appear that there's going to be a special session. The biggest conversation piece at the legislature was the idea of these competing movie studios, one at Harry Reid Business Park, the other one in Summerlin. It blew up in the end, and nothing was accomplished. What were your thoughts on how this was handled and where it sits now?
Well, first, my main thought is we need to have annual sessions. it's crazy that now the governor's sitting there with what 100 bills or more that he can veto, and honestly, the legislature, no matter even if it's unanimous, can't go back and override that veto for 18 months. So that's the big takeaway for me. But at the end of the day, if you look at the Tesla deals, you look at the A Stadium, you look at the Legion Stadium, all those deals were done in a special session. It's really tough when you're doing all these other issues to focus on something major like those, like the movie studio. Obviously, there were two competing factions. That's the kind of thing where the governor needs to sit down with all the parties, come up with a united bill, call everybody back in session, and spend a week and do it. But maybe there's not the will to do that. I don't know. But that's I think it was just too big to try to accomplish in a regular session.
It was interesting because it seemed like there was no way to really join those two bills, even though Senator Lang was on the program and talked about reaching out to do that. There was no interest in the assembly to do that. And at the same time, the speaker had doubts from the very beginning on the veracity of this bill in terms of the financing. But then at the last minute, Senator Lang threw out the idea of them combining. Do you think there was any way to combine those two things? Because, you know, they were geographically so different, but I guess, as she said on the program, it's all about, I'm paraphrasing, but she basically said, it's all about the tax credits. It wasn't about movie studios. It wasn't about jobs. It was about the tax credits.
Well, again, that's the job of the lobbyists and the governor to kind of figure out how to make all that work. It obviously didn't work. But at the end of the day, tax credits are, in my opinion, a terrible way to try to build anything. I mean, if we want to build something, let's actually pay for it, as opposed to these tax credits, which are off the books, but it's going to take away $100 million a year for 15 years or whatever it is out of our money we can use for schools. So the big takeaway may actually be that a lot of the Democrats and even Republicans said, no, we don't want to spend our hard-earned money on something like this. And maybe we won't do those things in the future, because we, if you look at the Tesla and all these other deals, that really impacted other monies that could have been spent on schools and other things.
You know, one of the things that struck me was that it didn't appear to me, at least in the public media, that the governor was using the bully pulpit of the governor's office to A, get his own stuff done, but B, to weigh in on some of these things. It was kind of like they were just waiting for things to come to his desk before he got involved with them. Am I reading that right, or do you have a different?
You know, honestly, Sam, I wasn't there, so I can't answer that. I just have to give a shout out to him. You know, my daughter's the head of the trial lawyers, and before the session either started or right early in the session, he got everybody together on the Uber deal and made it happen. So hats off to him. And when he wanted to do something, he did it, and I can't thank him enough for that. But, you know, every administrator has their own way of doing business. You know, this is maybe the way he's used to doing things, and that's fine. It's you get what you, how much work you put into it, that's what you end up with. And so I don't want to blame him for anything, but it seems to be, as you said, more of his style to be hands off, let the process work out, and then jump in. But it's everything's a learning curve. I think they did a lot of great things. It's just a really tough time right now. But again, if we had annual sessions, we could at least take what we have now and come back next February or next January and tweak it. But to have to wait 18 months is really, in a state this large, this day and age, is really not acceptable.
Even though we have lots of interim committees?
Yes, even though.
All right, so how much do you think the elections of 2026 played in to this cycle? Because it seemed like every prominent person is looking for a new job.
Well, I'm sure that played a big job, including the governor, who's apparent, I'm sure is going for re-election. So no one wants to raise taxes. No one wants to raise fees. No one wants to actually address the problems we have in the state, which is that we just don't have enough money, you know. And so we're trying to appease all the people, start with education, but you don't have enough money, especially when you're looking at the economy that's going to collapse and looking at less money coming from the federal government. I'm sure everybody's looking around there. looking over their shoulder to see what's going on. But again, that's part of our process. You know, everybody's elected. Everybody's looking to what the next election is going to be, where they're going to go. What can we say? That's part of the government. But my only point is to have to wait 2 years to come back and address these issues in this day and age in a state this powerful is wrong.
As you look at the economy, and you said the collapse is coming, do you really believe that for Southern Nevada? Because, you know, I'm seeing the overpricing and that's been going on for a long time in Southern Nevada from the gaming industry. But the gaming industry also responds very quickly. When they see things that are going south, they come up with plans. And I think it's the Plaza in downtown Las Vegas that's got a $125 a night deal that includes pretty much everything. You think we're going to see going back to somewhat of the old days with prices coming down dramatically?
Yeah, that's one thing. You know, with 150,000 rooms, we know how to move that price point so the rooms are going to stay filled. The biggest problem I see is the out of country, the international tourism, which from Canada and Mexico is definitely dropping huge around the world. This is not the place where people want to come right now. And that's the gravy. When you've got 5% of your people coming from Canada that spend a ton of money and that's being decreased, that's the gravy that the casinos can really live on. So I think we haven't fully felt the consequences of some of the president's actions, but it's, you know, maybe it'll be, end up fine. But right now it just seems a little bit toxic. And so I'm worried because we really, it's not going to go back to where it was in 2008 or anything, but it's definitely slow right now.
And that's where we have to leave it. Tick, thank you so much for doing this. As always, we really appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
It's a good time to eat. It's a good time to play.
It's a good time to win.
Ooh, your good time's a train wreck.
Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers. You can always watch our shows anytime on the website at NevadaNewsmakers.com or the podcast. We have audio and video podcasts from all your favorite podcast locations and YouTube. Find us everywhere. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching.